this verse, it was referred to, but let me read it. Acts 1 and verse 8. And he shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. He shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. We have in 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, because of what the Lord has done, he wants us to come there. And finally, 1 Corinthians 1:9-16. The thought there, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Let us arise and live. Personal witness. I think we have already told you about that, you know, as we discussed the other aspect of evangelism or gospel, and that in personal work, a personal witness, everybody is involved. You can't come out of this one. It is something that from the fact that you are saved, you are qualified and should be involved in personal witness. The man that we read about in Luke, in Mark chapter 5, it is said, when he got saved, he went home and began and published it in 10 cities. We have the woman of Samaria. When she met the Lord, she went and she told the man about the person that she met and how he had to be a prophet. And they came and they listened, and they spoke, and they understood, because not because of what she had said, but personally, they had been and had an encounter. So that the Lord, also in chapter 4 of John, we have the verses here, but I won't go through them. We will probably discuss them in discussion period. And the Lord Jesus Christ was a tremendous model as he showed and talked to this woman and led her to himself. The verses that we read here, first of all, we have that the Lord said we shall be his witnesses. Then we have the Lord have an interest in those who are lost, and so he is not willing that any should perish. It is his desire that all men be saved. And the Apostle Paul said, woe is me if I preach not. He see himself like a curse on him if he doesn't preach the word. So everyone need to recognize the importance of this line of involvement. The personal witnessing is also an urgent matter. People are dying all around us. We need to reach them. And we read in Matthew this morning, chapter 9, 37, 38, that the harvest is plenteous, but there are few laborers. And prayer therefore should be addressed to the Lord of the harvest to send more laborers into his harvest. There are serious urgency in how we reach out to people. Want to add as well that we have in Luke chapter 15, 7 and 10, that there is rejoicing in heaven over one sinner repented. I always have an interest in that statement, because heaven rejoices when a sinner comes to God. This is what the scriptures say. The Lord have an interest, and there is joy in heaven come to God. In Acts 8 and verse 4, we find that there was persecution among the people of God, and they sought to scatter in different locations. But it said that there, those who are scattered abroad for the persecution, they preach the word. And the word preach there is not the one to publicly, as we do today, and stand up and preach. It's a word that can be translated gossip. They just go and talk about Christ. They just keep talking. That's the idea of what they did there. And as was mentioned this morning, in personal witnessing, both brothers and sisters alike are supposed to be involved in that, to lead people to Christ. Want to add to that, you get training on the job. You don't just start and become an effective personal worker. You get training on the job as you share Christ with people. So that too is important. In personal witnessing, it's a one-to-one. And you have to be able to persuade man and woman to come to God. In other words, you have to speak from conviction. You can't just utter words and expect it. And therefore, there have to be some preparation before. You have to pray and seek the Lord's direction. In approaching individuals, it differs. And therefore, you have to be very tactful how you reach out to people. You have to discuss with them. Some are kind of unapproachable. I can remember going to a home to talk to a lady I saw there in a strange area. And she was looking so, as if she was going to tear you to pieces. And I said, how am I going to reach this woman? But then, she never asked that skipping, so I started to skip with them. And she started to laugh, and I said, yes, that went. And I spoke to her. Because there was an approach. Now, we have to find a way of approach. When the Lord, in Acts or John 4, when the Lord came to the ruler of Samaria, he started to talk about the water. And you notice there that there were indication to distract him about the place people worship and so on. The Lord was not diverted from it. He stick to the point. In personal witnessing, it's something we have to be careful about. I can remember one time I was talking to someone, I was a young believer then, and the conversation was so diverted that I couldn't get back. I have to leave it there. So we have to stick to the point. We have to be very thoughtful. I can remember one day there was a lady who was concerned about her husband and really wanted him to be saved. Committed Christian lady. We had decided to visit the area and to talk to people. But when we got there, we thought that it would be nice if we would go there and talk with him. We got there, he was sitting on the veranda, and that was great. So we went in and we started to talk with him. His wife was so excited, she came out. And she said, good to have you. Bring the chairs up. Bring them up. So all the chairs were up. Come some more. And her husband was backed up. And he said, this is a thing. This thing was done. You know that we have no access to him again. We have to leave. So you might be excited about the world. But you have to be wise. Because of that situation, we couldn't talk to the Lord. We have to leave. I mean, a young believer, I really feel to love. Because the man looks so scared. He was backed up by 4 or 5 men. God was touching him. So we have to be wise how we go about this sort of thing. We can scare people. Sometimes you want a conversation develop. Be very careful. This man was, I understand, a barber, chilling this man, and he wanted to witness. So he reached a stage where he realized now that he's going to shave his beard and the man is going to leave. So he said, are you ready to die? There was an empty chair. That is never shared. So we have to be careful. If we cannot be tactful enough, don't bother with the tact. Just tell them about Christ. Because you can drive them by that situation. Can you imagine a man saying, "Read the diary, the razor"? No, I think I would be gone as well. So we we have to be very careful and realize what we're doing. There are some people who are very scared. You could be surprised to know some people who are scared to reach out to people, especially at work. They can't witness to the people that they are. How can we, it's hard when they tell you, but how can we get some help for those who are very shy? And I will leave that for our discussion, how we can get help. We must not be intimidated by those that we come in contact with. I was walking with a young brother in Kingston, and we're handing out trucks. And he gave a truck to a man. The man said, "I don't want it, I'm a communist." And the brother just melted before the man. So I said, "Come man, you will not want a truck." But their action might intimidate and scare you. Don't be scared, because they don't know the scripture, we know it. And we need not to be intimidated by those in that condition. It's good to have, in personal witnessing, is to have people alone. It's for me and you talking. You find that from the pulpit you can preach, but you cannot relate to people well. Sometimes they don't even understand. When you talk to them, person to person, you're able to discuss with them and help them in whatever situation that they are. You know that it is said, some years ago I read an article where it is said they have do some research, and they said that 89% of people in churches in that region, it came by way of personal evangelism, of personal work. That is how they reach them. It is not the big campaign, and we keep them going, I agree with that. But it is not the big campaign that bringing people in. And there are a lot of groups who discover the importance of one-to-one. And although Jehovah's Witness are cause, they have a good method. A lot of confusion, they are bringing in people in and not your family. But they have a method of going one-to-one or two-to-one, whatever, and reach out to people there. So we have to bear that in mind too, that we do not get, we rarely reach out to people and seek to help them. We should make friends of people. We have discussed that, I won't go into any detail, but we need to make friends of people. How do we do this? We can invite them to a meal. The Lord Jesus Christ was accused of eating with sinners. Invite them to a meal and talk to them about Christ. Be friendly with them. I think that is so important. I remember one of my neighbors, he came from abroad and we talked and I shared with Christ with him. And when I tell him I invited him in, he said, "Mr. Brown, I can't abide, I have to come." We have a good relationship, so you have to come. We must be friendly with people in a fine way. There's what is called friendship evangelism. You're friend with people because you want to reach out to them. There's also lifestyle evangelism. The way we live, we dwell on that. But I want to further add that, understand that people who live in countries like the extreme Islamic countries, where if you try to convert somebody from Islam to Christianity, it will be death sentence for you. There are believers who have gone there to live, to win people to Christ. How they do it? They work with them, and they so live that the people have to ask them, "Why are you living like that? How are you so kind?" And they tell them about Christ, and people are coming to God out of their lifestyle evangelism. So we have to live lives that impact upon the lives of people that will help them. Finally, never, never argue. Always maintain a cool composure. Be calm, keep the tone down, even if they are at rage. Exit if you have to gracefully. Leave them something to think about. Don't let them think about how you can quarrel and the noise and the abundance of the violence you give. But let them think about the world. Many people want the truth and we want them to be saved, but we have to be very wise. We don't argue over them that they will be saved. They don't get anywhere, we get a turn off. So we have to be very careful
how we get to them and how we leave them. We must leave them with much grace and leave them thinking. A lot of them will tell you later on that they commit themselves to God because of the kind of way that they are with them. May the Lord help us as we discuss that we might be there. But there's a tremendous need, beloved, to add that there is the way all right now it seems to me is personal witness. We have to reach the people one by one. We're not getting them in for any longer. We must reach them, or we must reach them now.